Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Welcome back to another episode of the What Lenore Said podcast. I'm your host, Lenore Bowles. I'm a women's confidence coach and a self-love advocate. And today I was going to talk about my anger that I had with God when I was dealing with all of my mess from my relationship and my childhood and really focusing on my mental well-being, you know, mental health, self-love, all of the things to get me to who I am today. But I bumbled in that and I didn't really like what was coming out of that recording. So I am recording again and I'm still going to talk about that a little bit, but I think this is tied into me really not being who I feel like God is telling me I should be. And, you know, I've talked about God being a very, like my faith being a very, very important part of my healing process. And I don't feel like I've always lived up to the version of who I should be based on what the Bible tells me. And so there's a lot of things out there talking about how you should want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. And if you read Proverbs 31, there's a lot of things that it says that a woman should be. And I don't feel like I was that person. I tried really hard to be this person in my relationship and I failed. And I think I was so angry with God because I didn't really understand why he allowed me to endure such pain and why I had to be the one to get the lesson. And always feeling like I was always getting these lessons and everything I tried was difficult and everything I wanted to be was difficult. And so it was definitely a big factor of my anger for God. So if you read Proverbs 31, there's a lot of thing. It talks about virtue and faithfulness and being a hard worker and being business savvy and having strength and endurance. And those are all things that I pride myself on and things that were not easily obtained for myself. I did not always feel strong and I did not always feel like I had endurance and I did not always feel honorable or that I wanted to be honorable or that I wanted to be charitable, or all of those things that Proverbs 31 tells us that we should be. And I think because the Bible tells us that we should be a certain way, and then we have the expectations of the people around us, whether that is family or it is just online, if you get into some of these online spaces with Christians, it's not always very welcoming, and sometimes it's very judgy. And so I always felt like I had to be a certain way and I could not be my authentic self with people who have the same faith as me and also with my ex. And so being the type of person I am, I want to be good at what I'm doing and I want to do well. And I am a perfectionist by nature and this is just who I am, alpha type A personality. And so when I feel like I'm not hitting those goals and I'm not living up to my highest potential, I am so hard on myself. And so I did all of these things in my life and I still failed. And I put in 7 years into a person and it still failed. Although some things were going well for me in my life, things that really mattered for me didn't. And I always felt like I had to work so much harder than everyone else. And I had to put in so much more effort than the people around me to get half as much in life. And so for someone who's type A, that is very difficult to deal with. And it's definitely hard to understand why the lesson is necessary. And, you know, it sucked. I'm not going to lie. It was hard. And so I was very angry with God for a very long time. And it was my secret shame. And I think I've only shared this with two people. And it's two very close friends that are on this walk to faith with me. One is much more advanced in her faith, and one is, we're kind of on the same level. And so we understand feeling like I'm angry with God, but I don't know that that's okay. And I just want to tell you that if you are angry with God for whatever reason, it is totally fine. And everyone else's judgment on the matter does not matter, period. You are allowed to be angry with God. He can take it, but I don't want you to stay angry. And that's the part where some of us get knocked off the path. We can't stay angry forever. It is okay to be angry. And I think the first step to working on alleviating that anger is acknowledging that you're angry with God. And I felt like, who am I to say that I'm angry with God? I'm just Lenore. I'm no one. And that was a lie I was telling myself. You matter, and your anger is okay. And it's okay to acknowledge that. And, you know, we're raised in a society where anger is looked at as negative, but it's not negative. It is an emotion that has a purpose. We need to address what's causing the anger. And for me, a lot of that was insecurity and unrealistic expectations. We're taught the Bible, and we're raised a certain way to believe a certain thing. And I think sometimes we're reading it so by the book, we're not like interpreting it in a way that makes sense for modern times. And so I'm not saying that like I can change the Bible. I'm not. But it's okay for you to strive towards these things. But I think I think there's like 31 attributes of a Proverbs 31 woman or something. Maybe it's 21. I think it's 21. But there's so many. And because you don't meet that, then you start feeling inadequate. But I don't think the goal needs to be, I have to hit all of these things and then I can get the love that I want. And then I can get the life that I want. And then, and then, and then, I think we should strive towards these things and be okay with the knowledge that we're not perfect and that we're human and that you don't have to be. And I think that's the part of Christianity that a lot of us are missing. And that's a part of the lesson that is taught, but it's kind of breezed over. It's not something that is so, I don't think it's so explicit when it's taught. Striving to become this Proverbs 31 woman, or, you know, it's being all of these things that makes you a whole well-rounded woman in this world. And it's great to have faithfulness and goodness and be a hard worker and be an early riser and have strength and endurance and be well-rounded. All of these things are things that we should strive for. But I think because we don't have them all and we have this unrealistic expectation that we should, that when we don't meet those things, we're so hard on ourselves that we're setting ourselves up for failure to begin with. A lot of this manifested in my life before I even discovered Proverbs 31. I'd read it before, but it didn't really resonate with me. And I didn't realize that that's what I was working towards until I got a little bit further down in my walk to faith. But in the beginning, it was just, I'm so angry with God because why did I have to learn this lesson? Why did I have to go through this pain? Why is everything a struggle? Why? And so I would constantly question why, and I would constantly say, I want to know, and I want to understand. And I had to learn that faith is just that, it's faith. And if I needed to understand and I needed to know why, then I'm missing the point of having faith to begin with. So getting good at truly having faith and trusting God in the process and giving myself over to just believing that the things that he's outlined for my life will come to pass and that there is a purpose behind everything that's happened was very difficult. And sometimes I still struggle with it because, again, I'm very inquisitive by nature. And it's why it was probably my first word as a kid, because I've always been the way that I want to understand how things work and I want to understand the why behind it. Understanding God's purpose for my life has really challenged me in that way that I'm not going to know, and I have to be okay with that. And that's all about having faith and trusting God in the process. And I really had to learn how to pray well. And in order to do that, I started seeking out some resources to help me. And so there's a lot of things on the internet. And I really, the best resource that I had was my Bible. And I just got a Bible and I really started diving into learning more about God and really just discovering God, period. There are some things in the Bible that you don't really understand. And so getting resources to help you understand and break it down in a way that makes sense really helps. So there's a lot of resources out there. A really good one is the Bible Study. It's a book. So if you just Google the Bible Study, you can buy that book. It's like $35 or something like that. And that really helps you understand the Bible and really helps you break it down into chunks that you can understand and digest and fully immerse yourself into the Bible. Another book that I read and that I really used the activities in the book to help me understand myself a little bit more in my walk to faith was, it's called The Gift of Being Yourself, The Sacred Call to Self-Discovery by David G. Benner. And honestly, this book helped me understand how to pray well, and it helped me understand who I am as a Christian and how I can apply my faith to my daily life and really how I can help my clients, because I am a life coach. And so I do help other people. And, you know, I don't claim to be a biblical scholar in any sense of the word, because I'm learning this and this is all new for me as well, especially like just becoming a better Christian. But I've been through the struggle, and so I understand the pain that goes into coming out of a toxic relationship, living in your singleness and feeling inadequate while also trying to build my work life and my business life and my home life and family and friends and dealing with all of these different aspects of my life while also trying to be a good Christian. And so it was definitely something that, through some self-discovery, I learned that this may be the purpose behind all of this. And I want to give that back to as many women as possible. And I say that because I went through these lessons for a reason, and I know other people have gone through these things as well because they've told me, and people have reached out to me and they shared their story. And, you know, it's a painful journey for a lot of people, but the end result is so beautiful because you can be your authentic self and you can explore who you are without the pressure of feeling like you have to be perfect. And so I just want to impress upon you that it is okay to be a flawed Christian and you don't have to be perfect. And as long as we're striving towards being the best Christian that we know how to be and really living in a way that God tells us we should, that is all we can do in this life. You know, it's difficult when you have family or friends or fellow churchgoers who are telling you you have to live a certain way. And, you know, God doesn't like the way you did this thing. And those were things that people had said to me in my past. And that stuff sticks with you. As much as they're trying to be helpful, it's said in such a way that is so negative that it really sticks with you. And for some people, it sticks with you in a way that it makes you feel terrible about yourself. And honestly, it could, for the right person, take them further away from God than push them towards him. And so I just want you to know that The relationship you have with God is very personal, and other people's opinion about that relationship don't matter. And it took a lot of self-discovery, and it took me really breaking myself down over time. And I cried 1,000 tears over me being angry with God, me not understanding why things happened, me feeling like I'm so imperfect in this walk to faith that no matter what I do, I'm still failing God. That it was definitely something that I had to learn, that all of these feelings and emotions are okay and they're valid, and there's probably a purpose behind it. And I probably will never understand why. I mean, I'll understand why one day when I'm in heaven, right? But I may not understand while I'm on this earth, and I have to learn to be okay with that. And that's all a part of having faith. And once I've gotten to that point, I feel a lot better about my faith, and I feel a lot better about who I am as a Christian. But, you know, I'm still not where I want to be, and I still have moments of feeling like I don't understand why, and feeling like I just can't even pray about this anymore, whatever the thing is that I'm struggling with. And I have people in my life that I can really lean on that are also on this walk to faith with me. So if you don't have someone that you can trust, I highly recommend you get involved with some sort of church group. If you don't have a church home, then there's a ton of online churches that you can attend. So Transformation Church is online, so you can be a part of Transformation Nation like I am. And it really is such a place that is open and welcoming. Even though I'm in Atlanta and they're in Oklahoma, I very much feel at home when I'm watching the sermons and I'm watching the messages and the series. And it is so relatable in modern times. And I think that's what a lot of us are missing. Where, you know, my mom is from a very small town in Mississippi, like very small. When I say very small, I mean like teeny tiny small. And so she's always said that she loves her little small country church. Well, for me, that just doesn't resonate with me as much as something that's online and much more accessible. And, you know, I found myself sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning watching sermons online and watching the messages because I just need it to, you know, I need it to revive myself in that moment. And it's definitely what works for me. So I think a part of this journey is also understanding that there's no one right way to be a good Christian. And that if someone is telling you that you're doing it wrong, they need to really focus that energy on themselves, because there's something internal that's causing them to say these things to you. And there's a lot of judgment that goes around, and all you can really do is pray for them and move on and not take it to heart. And I understand that, especially if it's coming from like a family member, which I've had that before, where I've had a family member tell me, you know, God doesn't like what you did with your body because I had a tattoo. And it crushed me. It was a tattoo of my granddad's name, and I was so proud of it. And this is what they chose to say to me. And instead of that message making me understand that, you know, your body is a temple and whatever the message is, it really took me away from that. And all I saw was, you're being judgmental and you're supposed to be Christian. And so now I don't even want to hear what you have to say. And so I understand that sometimes people try to be helpful, but it doesn't come off the right way. And so just learning to be a little bit more forgiving in those moments will actually help you, because then you, you know, God bless you and move on. And I've gotten really good at not letting people get under my skin as much. Now, they still get under my skin. I am still a flawed individual. I am not perfect in any sense of the word, but I don't allow it to affect me as much as it had in the past. And so my anger with God has subsided. And I think the biggest part of me getting over how angry I was acknowledging it. And that's acknowledging it in prayer. And, you know, I had some really ugly cry sessions, just like crying out to God and saying, I don't understand. I'm so angry with you. You know, just being honest and saying that out loud really helped open my eyes to the fact that it's okay. And so if you're angry with God, again, I've said this probably 20 times in the last 20 minutes, but it is okay. You're allowed to be angry with God. He can take it. And in order to get over that, the first step is acknowledging that anger. And all of this will help you in your walk to faith. It will help you understand yourself better. You may not understand the reason why things happened. You may not understand why the lesson was necessary, but it will help you become a better individual. And that's the name of the game. So I don't want to be perfect. I just want to be better. And so that's been my New Year's resolution for the last 2 years is I want to be a better person and I want to be the best version of myself. And acknowledging my anger towards God has helped me understand that it's okay. And that it's helped me actually become a better person because I was able to say, God, I'm so angry with you. I don't understand why this happened. Why me? I'm actually able to go to him for other things that I would have probably never prayed about before. And, you know, there are still some times where I'm like, I'm all prayed out about this. And it's pray, give it to God and let it go. And truly understanding, you know, those basic concepts as a Christian, all of that would have never happened had I not been honest with myself and had I not been honest with God. And so I encourage you to get down on your knees and pray and just speak freely. There's no right or wrong. And you know, I think a lot of the times as Christians, we're taught things, but we're not really taught how to pray. And so the book that I told you about actually teaches you how to pray. And so that was a big eye-opener for me. And you know, there's a little bit more than just getting on your knees and talking. And it really has helped me have a more intimate relationship with God. And again, I'm not perfect. I still fail. I still slip up. I still say bad words. I am still on this journey. And I don't make any promises about who I am. I know that I'm not perfect. And the one thing that I am better at now is admitting that I'm a flawed individual. And in the past, you know, I think I always had to put on the image of perfection. And now I know that that's okay, that I am flawed. Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.